The Real Rock Report Replay, powered by Lynn Boomer Construction.
So Seven Dust almost done with a new album. The band is going to release it in the summer, so guitarist Clint Lowry has a time to tour behind his solo project, God Bless the Renegades. That's coming out in January. Clint's also going to be on the road with Alter Bridge, opening up for them, and at the Apollo Show, February 14th. You want tickets for that?
Hell yes.
Yes, at thexrockford.com. And first track off that, Kings, is actually a really, really good song if you haven't dug that up yet. Gene Simmons has lined up a job for his days once
Shark
Kiss
Wrangler.
Is done.
He just wants sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
He's going to go behind the stage. He's going to be a co-producer of the Titans of Rock festivals across the U.S. and Canada. He says, "I've been working on the Titans of Rock festival concept for many years. Our goal is to provide a classic rock, one-of-a-kind, immersive three-day experience for fans, featuring legendary names in a venue where they can celebrate their love of rock with other fans."
It's going to be the Kiss Titans of Rock,
this
though, right?
This is Firefest 2. Wait for the documentary coming soon to Netflix, I'm telling you. He says first one's going to happen August 6th to the 8th in next year in Grand Forks, British Columbia. And the lineup is going to be announced before the year. It'd be pretty cool if you pulled it off last August 6th to the 8th and we all get to go, right?
One stipulation is the bands all have to wear Kiss t-shirts and paint their faces.
Everyone. Yes. And now that the rush of the Motley Crue touring again news is starting to die down, some Crue fans are popping up and they're not really thrilled about the announcement of a stadium tour with Poison and Def Leppard, because these are people that bought into the BS of the final tour and the contract, spent a ton of money that they probably wouldn't normally have spent just to go to a show because it was the final tour, bought a bunch of meaningless final tour memorabilia.
Yep.
And there was also a promise made by Mick Mars on that metal show that Mick might have to pay up for now.
Let me put it this way. If that happens, I will invite the world to come for free.
All right, you guys heard that. Free Motley Crue tickets.
Make no mistake about it, that walking corpse was Mick Mars, and he invited the world to come see Motley Crue.
See, if you're watching the video, you would have thought it was Angelica Houston as Mick Mars.
Oh, she's totally going to play that in the next movie. I'll keep you posted on when we can all get our hands on our free Motley Crue tickets. Let's get a hold of Mick and figure that out.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
It's The Real Rock Report, built by Lynn Boomer Constructions. Building dreams, creating memories.
Hear The Real Rock Report live weekdays at 9:45 on The Morning X. Or catch the replay at 1:45, 5:45, and 9:45 p.m. Powered by Lynn Boomer Construction on 104.9 The X.